Tennessee Strong and Cybersecurity. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. It's been a little over a month since a devastating tornado struck Putnam County, leaving 19 dead, several injured, and hundreds of houses damaged. The tragedy has had a profound impact on the Tennessee Tech community, with faculty and staff having been injured and losing homes, while several students were affected individually in some capacity. One Tennessee Tech alumnus has used his talent to try to help the tornado victims all around the state of Tennessee. Jake Hoot, a 2013 Tech grad and former Golden Eagle football player, wrote and recorded a tribute song called Tennessee Strong. Hoot, who won season 17 of The Voice in December, has been extremely busy with his newfound stardom, but he made time to talk to us via Zoom earlier in the week. So Jake, where are you right now?
I'm actually in downtown Nashville right now. I have a place that was only supposed to be part-time down here, but since we're kind of quarantined, I've been staying down here a lot. So, but yeah, downtown Nashville, it's really quiet. It's a ghost town up here, like I'm sure it is back in Cookeville, but a little different.
You know, the last time we talked, you were giving the hometown concert at the Evelyn Center in January. So what's been going on since then?
Yes, sir. A lot of things. Since, you know, of course, The Voice ended and whatnot, and then we did the Welcome Home concert. I was playing a lot of music, writing a lot, opening up for people, and then everything kind of came to a screeching halt with this coronavirus stuff. And so, you know, that's kind of put the shows and stuff on hold, but I've still been writing. And of course, we've been, you know, working on new music. We released a song last week, Tennessee Strong, and then we're releasing a song the beginning of May. And so we're still doing stuff behind the scenes, and everybody's working from their own homes, but we're staying busy.
Talking about Tennessee Strong, what do you recall about the tornadoes and what prompted you to write the song?
You know, I had, I was actually in Cookeville when the tornado hit, and ended up leaving the very next day on the 4th for a missions trip to Nicaragua. And I can just remember, you know, obviously being just devastated at everything that was going on, and just, you know, people that were losing family members and families that were losing their entire homes and businesses. And with all that, I can remember going and donating blood on the 3rd and seeing just hundreds of people lining up at Blood Assurance there in Cookeville to get blood, and hundreds of people driving around, because I remember driving around trying to donate like waters or whatever else to some of these places that were for the you know, victims or whatever, and everybody was full, you know, and that was early in that morning. And so
right.
While it was devastating and it was tragic, I can just remember feeling, you know, filled with this pride that, man, everybody's kind of come together super quick to help out. And so the very next day when I was boarding the plane to go to Nicaragua, I can just remember seeing these posts about Cookeville Strong, Nashville Strong, Lebanon Strong. And I just thought, man, we should be taking a united front on this. And so Tennessee Strong just kind of came, and I wrote the song and before the plane even took off. And then came back and finished writing it with Jimmy Fortune and Peavy. And from there on, I mean, the Isaacs got on board, and so many people came on board to make this song kind of like an inspirational, you know, message to these people. Not only, hey, this is something to take comfort in if you went through it and if you suffered from it, but it's also an inspirational thing to everybody who helped. Like, hey, I mean, you know, y'all stepped up when you needed to. And of course, right now with all this craziness going on, you know, I feel like it still applies in a lot of ways of, you know, hey, people, do your part, stay home, whatever you need to do. But, you know, everybody's kind of coming together, and you can see it on social media, and people are just supporting everybody else right now that are struggling with not having jobs and whatnot. So I was very, very blessed to be a small part of that song. And, you know, I'm very excited to see where it goes and what it's already done. You know, I've had a lot of people reach out and say that, you know, it's helped them. And that, as a songwriter, that's what you want. That's all you dream about, is being able to help somebody. It's not about the money or anything else like the accolades. It's all about, you know, if somebody can relate to it and it'll help, then that's all you want. So God's been very good, and, you know, he was all over that song, and he put everybody in the right place at the right time. So I'm very, very grateful to be a part of it.
Well, we're honored to be able to play the song. So let's take a listen to it and hear your handiwork.
Like like a thief in the night and without warning. So many sleeping in their beds. It tore a path through our great state and left us mourning. And we lost some precious souls we won't forget. As days turn into nights, turn into days, we will lend a helping hand to those in need. We can conquer anything by God's dear grace, and the victory's in the song that we will sing. Tennessee strong, yeah, we care for one another. Tennessee strong, our sisters and our brothers. If you knock us down, we'll get back up. We still have faith in God we trust. That's something you can count on. Tennessee strong. We won't let tragedy shake our fist at hell and stand up tall. Lift our hands to heaven and be thankful. Roll up our sleeves and face the dawn. Tennessee strong, yeah, we care for one another. Tennessee strong, these are our sisters and our brothers. If you knock us down, back up. We still have faith in God we trust. That's something you can count on. Tennessee strong. From the mountaintops let our voices ring. This is home. Yeah, we care for one another. Tennessee strong. These are our sisters and our brothers. If you knock us down, we'll get back up. We still have faith in God we trust. That's something you can count on. Tennessee strong. Tennessee strong.
Listen to those lyrics, you can hear the pride you have in Tennessee and the emotion that you felt. As a Tennessee Tech alumnus and a resident of Cookeville and now living in Nashville, to know what the proceeds from the song is going to, that's got to feel good.
Amazing. You know, like I said, I'm just grateful to be a small part of that song. But yeah, no, I mean, it just, you know, there's so many people that were affected back home, you know, and I know you're back in Cookeville, and you know, you had said something about, you know, there's a lot of tech professors, and it's one thing to see it on the news. It's another thing when it hits home and you know people, and, you know, even if you don't know them, you know people who know those people and their right. family members and whatnot. And so definitely was very emotional and very, you know, heart-wrenching. But like I said, I mean, just, you know, it's also an anthem to, like, hey, you know, be proud of where you're from, you know, because, I mean, like I said, I was – just looking at the posts and stuff, and even when I was in Nicaragua, I was able to get on my phone and check back in, and there were, you know, I remember seeing posts of, like, thousands of people lining up to volunteer to go out and clean up debris and help out. And so just, it, you know, it, I'm very, very proud to say I'm from Tennessee, even though I've only been here a short while, you know, but everybody's kind of taking me in, and I'm just, you know, very, very proud of how everybody comes together, and especially now with everything, you know, how everybody's coming together and supporting each other has been really special.
Well, obviously it's a very popular song in Cookeville and around the state of Tennessee, but are you hoping it goes nationwide and mainstream radio picks it up?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, I would love as many people to hear it as possible, only for the simple fact of, you know, if there's still people out there that are hurting and that are looking for something, you know, I feel like right now, everybody being stuck in their homes, everybody's looking for some kind of hope and some kind of, you know, inspirational thing to hold on to right now, to grab a hold of, because it's looking pretty bleak. You know, you hear of just crazy stuff every day. And so, you know, if mainstream radio was to pick it up, that's awesome. You know, and if they don't, hey, it's done way more than I ever thought it would do. You know, the video that Alejandro with Third Line put together showed a lot of the footage and a lot of, you know, the pictures of volunteers and stuff. And so all those things coupled with all the song downloads and everything has been just tremendous, and it's been amazing. But obviously you always hope that, you know, hey, more people can hear this song and it'll get in more people's homes and everything else. And so we're just praying about it, you know, and hoping God does, you know, what he wants to do with it. And so, but it's been great. I can't complain at all.
Not only have you had to deal with the tornado tragedy and COVID-19, but somebody you were going to be performing with, Joe Diffie, recently passed away from complications from the coronavirus. I'm sure that was a shock.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely a wake-up call. Not that I don't think I ever took it, you know, like it was like this whole thing was nothing, but I was just like, hey, everybody just, you know, this, don't freak out about it, you know, just do your thing or whatever. And then hearing about Joe Diffie, one, contracting it, and then it was like the very next day he passed away. And the day he passed away, we were scheduled to play a show like two nights before he passed away.
Yeah.
So that hit home, and I mean, it was definitely a wake-up call. And I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but as an artist, as a, you know, somebody aspiring to get to that level that he was at, you know, that's definitely a wake-up call. And I have a lot of mutual friends that knew him and toured with him and just, you know, wrote music with him. And so to hear the stories of how good of a guy he was, obviously it's very devastating. And, but it hit home. And so, and then of course, John Prine passed away last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very, very devastating time. And also, you know, it's just very, you know, impactful to watch, you know, how the world is changing. You know, and so, and even if it was to go away tomorrow, you know, things won't be the same. Like things are going to change, you know, because of all this. And so, it's just very interesting times. And, you know, I'm just staying as close to God as I can and praying and reading my Bible and trying to find wisdom where I can and, just go on from there.
Oh, that's awesome. So what is next for Jake Hoot when the quarantine is over and life can get back to somewhat being normal?
Absolutely. I just can't wait to start playing shows again. I didn't realize how much I would miss playing shows by all of them being postponed or canceled. But yeah, I mean, I'm writing a lot of music right now, and I'm, you know, I've got a really good team that has kind of gotten behind me, and we're working on some things behind the works. But we're releasing another single on May 1st called Dangerous Things. That's probably the next big thing that we got coming out. But yeah, we're just, you know, I'm doing a bunch of like online concerts and online little benefits and stuff right now that has been really interesting because I'm not used to singing to just a phone camera, you know, but it's been an adjustment. It's been great. And like I said, I mean, there's been so many people who have supported and who have gotten on there and watched it. So, cause everybody's sitting at home and they're looking for something to do. And so, but yeah, Dangerous Thing is probably the next biggest thing. And then hopefully once this stuff starts kind of dying down, we'll get back out on the road and start playing some more music.
Well, that sounds good. Jake Hoot, a Tennessee Tech alumnus and Cookeville resident, thank you for your efforts to help those affected by the tornado, including several Tennessee Tech faculty, staff, and some students. Fortunately, the Tennessee Tech campus wasn't damaged by the tornado, but it was just a couple of miles away. Again, great song. We played at my house a lot because we are Putnam County, Cookeville, and Tennessee Strong, so thank you for doing that song.
No, thank you, man. I really do appreciate you having me on here, and thank you for listening to the song and, you know, miss hanging out with you and catching up with you and stuff there at the radio station. But before too long, we'll all get together and do something.
All right. Sounds good, Jake. Thanks.
Hey, man, we'll talk to you soon.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. With institutions of higher learning putting classes online during the COVID-19 pandemic and an uptick in online activity, Eric Brown, the Assistant Director for Tech Cybersecurity Education Research and Outreach Center, joins us to talk about cybersecurity and how to make being online safer for everyone. I guess from a cybersecurity perspective, is everybody Zooming and with classes going online all over the state and pretty much the entire world, is that a cybersecurity dream or is that a cybersecurity nightmare?
Well, I'll go at it from the standpoint, is glass half empty or half full? So from the standpoint of, is this actually engaging a lot of folks in a way and in a circumstance that we would have never done at this level? Absolutely. Those conversations about the platforms by which we can do teleconferencing, the platforms by which we can do distance learning, different online things. We are, just as things are advancing in healthcare rapidly right now, as we're trying to learn more about COVID-19 and how to deal with that, we now have companies, education facilities, and other organizations that are now really having honest discussions, honest efforts at how do we make this online thing actually work for that group of individuals that we couldn't reach otherwise or may have some barrier that they could not be at our physical facility. So from that standpoint, it's an incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, from the cyber standpoint of protection, yeah, we've introduced some new challenges at a level that we've never even fathomed before. Let's face it, up until just a few weeks ago, the term Zoom bombing would not be a part of our regular vocabulary.
No, you're right. Neither would social distancing.
Neither would social distancing. So, we're looking at new opportunities and, and I've talked to several of my students and other groups. Yeah, we're in a awkward time. It is challenging. It's a model that we're not accustomed to, However, I've tried to tell them, I said, look, take the opportunity ahead of you. You have a unique opportunity to develop a skill set for another way of communication and collaboration you would have never had. It's a growth time.
Yeah.
Let's take the growth time, grow, learn. And a lot of companies are doing that right now. I mean, even faith-based organizations. Now, you had some of the most introverted pastors that you could ever meet that are now on Facebook Live.
Right.
I mean, think about that. That are delivering things now. You've got school systems that, while they did some online learning, are now having to look at that at a whole new level of engagement and reaching kids that they couldn't before, and having the opportunity to also see the bumps in the road, the challenges that maybe that had not been thought of or even encountered prior to this can now be addressed so that when things do go back to normal, we've got that body of knowledge to improve our ability to educate, to communicate, and to collaborate.
Is there something, some tips or something that, your average person could do, like we telecommuting, working from home, but also, when we're Zooming our friends or, doing different things online, is there anything that we can, be aware of or be looking for or anything like that?
Well, from the communication standpoint, there's several things that we can look at. One is basic housekeeping. It's the thing that we have said for years when we talk about cybersecurity or home security in any way, the common sense stuff. Make sure your computer's up to date, that the software and security patches are there. Make sure that you have the internet security, antivirus, malware type protection mechanisms in place. For company workers, if your company has a VPN solution, a virtual private networking solution, so that if you're having to connect to company sensitive data, you can do so securely, those options are out there. Take a look at those things and, revisit your passwords. Fluffy 123 is probably not a great password. You know, maybe reevaluate that password a little bit.
Yeah. Or your name. Yeah, it's probably not a good one.
Your name, or this is my password 123. You know, take a look at some of the common sense stuff. So, I mean, from that standpoint, that's nothing new. That's things we have talked about every time we have a conversation about cybersecurity.
Yeah.
The newer pieces that are coming to play now is for whatever online platform in terms of communications that your company or your school or whatever may be using, take a look at some of the guidelines from that organization. I know, for instance, a lot of people are talking about Zoom now as one of the big platforms. Zoom has really stepped up and put out some guidance out there about how to properly set up teleconferencing. Here are things you need to do. They've actually put in some new security protocols and measures that they're mandating. For instance, you must have a password for each of your meetings now. So they're adding that in. They're adding some other security features. Mm-hmm. Take a look for the platform you're using. There's probably a teleworkers guidance document out there. We've actually got a little one pager, if you will, from CROC at this point, talking about these various guidance pieces, and we've got the Zoom article is obviously listed out there.
Yeah.
We've also got some guidance from NIST, who is putting out a lot of information about working securely in this new environment. ZDNet also had a really awesome article about going from a telecommuting zero to hero type article about different things to think about, not only in the security aspect of it, but from practical use of these communication platforms. So a lot of good things in there, but you know what the commonality in that is, number one, make sure that you are locking down your meeting. Make sure that, you know, the people that are supposed to be in your meeting are in your meeting. Make sure the people that are not supposed to be in your meeting cannot join your meeting.
Right.
So using the waiting room feature of whatever particular platform you're using, making sure that there is a password on the meeting and that password is only shared with the participants you're looking for. And then just the common sense piece of it, make sure sound is working well so that your audience can hear you. Make sure cameras are actually looking at your face and not across the room or wherever else, and that you're presenting yourself properly. You know, you probably should not be holding video conferences in your SpongeBob pajamas. You know, I love SpongeBob. Don't get me wrong. That's SpongeBob type. At least don't be doing that in your pajamas. You know, if you kind of dress up for work, you might want to dress up for the call. You're
exactly.
Still working. You know.
And background noise. Background noise is huge. Yeah.
Background noise. You know, I have a little... A little dog that looks like a Swiffer without a handle named Ellie. And Ellie loves barking at anything going on. So I have to find a place in the house where I can close the door, put on the headset and everything else, and make sure the mic is picking me up and not my barking dog. You know, there's some common sense because, you know, we're relearning what an office looks like now.
Sure.
Because our homes are homes. And you know, many people try to make a clear line between what home and office is, and now we're smudging that line up a little bit.
Right.
There's some new things, new protocols to learn along that way. You know, the other big, you were talking about other cyber issues that have come out of this, and not unique to this situation. It's something that comes up every time that we have a major event that we're having to deal with, whether it be weather related, whether it be health related, whatever else. Inevitably, there will be a group of people out there trying to take advantage of that heightened sense of awareness. You know, with
right.
the tornadoes that recently come through Putnam County, there were some tornado scams that were out there trying to get you to donate money. And it wasn't even a real resource. You know, the county did a great job of making it clear where the tornado relief fund was at, but there were people trying to collect money there that were scams. You have a lot of COVID-19 scams going on right now, and there's actually been very recent guidance that has come out from organizations about being careful of watching out for these online scams of whatever it may be. The other thing, and especially now that everybody's on home computers, that they need to be a heightened awareness of, is the random phone calls or random emails from, and these would be, you know, hostile actors saying, oh, well, your computer's got a problem. If you'll click on this link, I can remote it and fix it.
Yeah.
Or the phone calls that if Microsoft does not call you to tell you you have a virus, but, you know, the strange phone calls, oh, well, we've detected a virus. If you'll do such and such and let us in, we will fix it for you. And then you've opened yourself for ransomware and other problems. So just be smart. Use the same smart things that you've been doing already. And just be aware there are scammers out there part of the time.
And we're talking with Eric Brown, the Assistant Director for Tech Cybersecurity Education, Research, and Outreach Center. Thanks, Eric. Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.